Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
The Broncos' deadline to finalize the roster, not just the Broncos, but the other 31 teams in the NFL as well, it has come and gone. Here we are, 15 minutes past the deadline. And just I'm going through Mike Kliss's Twitter account.
Let me get an update real quick, Zach.
Sure.
I know you got an update, but I wanted to give one from a great listener that we do have. Zachary, Stoke 1, you tried to cut him off or steal it like, I don't know, Reisner stole the TD this preseason. Stoke 1, Zachary 0, Firestone Sally.
I mean.
In the house.
Last I checked, the Reisner was credited with the touchdown.
He should have been. He got in the end zone, but you didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah,
you stumbled
I did get
all
in
over
the end
the
zone.
Place.
I get the end zone and the forced fumble.
Mm.
So, we got this one. Talk about. Two average guys with no separation, Stokely and Zach.
Wow. Put your name on it.
Does Stokely ever win a bet without bending the rules? You guys make my afternoons. That's from Worm.
Come on, Worm. Get your facts straight. Every now and then you got to bend them a little bit.
Oh, man.
But I play by the rules for the most part. All right, give it
roster.
To us. So we got
let
it.
Give,
it's set. It's got to be set. Now, like you said, this thing will change, you know, right? The last four or five guys on the roster, you might see some turnover there here in the next few days.
Yeah.
But what do we got?
You could definitely see that. Let me just, I'm going through Mike Kliss's Twitter account. Okay. It says, Broncos have cut veteran cornerback Nate Hairston with intention of putting him on the practice squad per source. He said, I'm a little surprised because he had a good camp and preseason. Could mean they want to keep the seventh round rookie corner. Kerry Vincent Jr. on the 53. So we had that discussion a little bit earlier today. LSU product, Kerry Vincent Jr., this past year's seventh-round pick. It said, Broncos have had undrafted rookie make the season opening roster 16 of the last 17 years. Outside linebacker Andre Minst is positioned to extend that run. The running back, DeMaria Crockett, waived. Okay. He had an uphill battle just with the numbers game. It says, hope to get Crockett on practice squad.
Okay.
He was a preseason workhorse for the Broncos. This one caught some folks off guard. Broncos releasing offensive tackle Cam Fleming.
Oh, wow.
And defensive lineman Shamar Stephan in vet procedural moves per source. Hope to bring them back.
Ah, I think I can read in between the lines there. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know, but like, you know, if you're a veteran, you're on the opening day roster, your salary's guaranteed for the year. So when Mike says procedural moves, that means, you know, hey, we want you back, but we want to be able to play roster roulette with you, if possible.
Right.
To where we have the leverage as the team.
Right. Right.
And so all of a sudden, if you're not on the opening day roster as a veteran, you know, you can be cut week three and they don't owe you anything. But if you are on the opening day roster as a veteran, they cut you week three. Guess what? Your salary for the rest of the year is guaranteed. So
right.
It makes them harder to cut you.
You're on.
And,
so
that's what that means to me.
He gives more context. Kliss does. He said Fleming.
I just gave it. He doesn't need to.
Fleming and Stephan may only be cut for a day, released so they don't have to go through waivers. Meanwhile, Broncos need a day to put two younger players on today's 53. Then in parentheses said Boone, possibly O.J. Mudiah, on IR. That way, Boone and O.J. Mudiah can return after 3 weeks. Roster gymnastics.
Yes. Okay. And so that's a little bit different than what I said. But, you know, it makes sense because you needed two spots for O.J. Mudiah and Boone. But tomorrow you don't need those spots for them because they're going on the injured reserve.
Right.
But they had, in order to be able to go on the injured reserve and return this year, be able to play this year, they had to be on the opening day roster. If you put somebody on injured reserve a week ago, they're done for the year. So if they're on the opening day roster, then you can put them on injured reserve. Now they can return in 3 weeks. So both of those guys will be put on injured reserve, and now you can put them on IR, and then that opens up two spots, and now you can re-sign Shamar and Cam Fleming.
Okay. This has got to be a good day for Calvin Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, for he's making this roster. Vic kind of gave us a heads up, like, don't sleep on Calvin Anderson.
Yeah.
Playing right tackle over there.
Yeah, certainly. You know, he was in that competition with Massey, but a valuable backup anyway if he's not going to be the starter.
For sure.
So, yeah, and it seems like a young player that Vic really likes and thinks has potential anyway.
All right. To be honest, we are still sort of waiting for the finalized, official yeah. roster.
Well, I think, Zach, you know, everything is sent to the NFL, right? It has to be sent to the NFL 20 minutes ago. Has to be in, right? And then, you know, it takes time before, you know, we find out.
Right.
Before, you know, Cliff finds out and passes the info to us. So I guess that just takes some time before you see the full roster as it's constructed today when they have to have 53.
Well, it looks like it just happened. The Denver Broncos official Twitter account within the last minute says initial roster is now set at 53. So any minute.
But they don't have the names?
No, they don't have the names.
Well, I could tell you that. I could have told you it's been set, Zach. It had to be set 20 minutes ago.
Well, touche.
I thought you were breaking news. I mean, I just told you that 2 minutes ago that it had to be set at 2 o'clock. And then you just repeated that like you had names. Like the Denver Broncos Twitter account just gave us the 53-man roster. Like, okay, well, who? No. You just repeated what I just said 2 minutes previous. Like...
God, I hope it's another 14 days for the next time we have to do a show together.
I don't understand why you even said that, though. Like, why'd you say that? Just curious. Like, why'd you say that because when we already knew that it had to be set at 2 o'clock?
Because
we know
the official Twitter account said, right now we have it officially set. It didn't say that 20 minutes ago. It was 50 seconds after it was tweeted. I saw it.
Zach, what time did the rosters have to be set today?
I'm asking you a question. 2 o'clock.
Right. So that was 22 minutes ago.
Yeah,
so
we had no evidence of anything tangible yet.
And right. The team said, and we still don't have any evidence yet.
All right.
You taking the L?
I got the roster.
You got it.
I got the roster.
You got names this time, or do you just have like some like tweet that says that it's set? Do you have names, Zach?
Screw you.
Do you have names, Zach? That's what we want to know.
I have names.
You can't keep teasing our listeners. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Dude, do you guys see?
No, I'm sticking up for the people because I feel like them. Like I thought I was going to
need you right now.
I thought I was going to get names, then you just said the same thing that I had said 2 minutes previous. And like you gave us no
act together.
You gave us no information, but now you're saying you have names.
That's my bone.
You have names.
Grief.
I want names, Zach.
I don't want to give them to you now.
Oh,
I don't
want to
give them to you. I don't want to give them to you now.
Just shut up. Let me answer.
Now you're being a baby. Don't be sensitive.
I got the names.
Okay, there it is.
And I'll give them to you next.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Go ahead, read it. Go ahead. Hey, Joe. Guess what, Joe? He's just fine. He's a big boy. Zach deserves a host that is not a bleep. Fire BS. Joe from Loveland. Hey, buddy. Look.
Someone says, Mommy and Daddy, stop fighting. Sometimes she acts up. I don't know. I gotta step in. All right. We got the 53-man roster here. Here are your quarterbacks. Carrying just two. You got Teddy and Drew. What are your thoughts there? This is the first time, I think, in a few years. That the Broncos have carried two quarterbacks.
Yeah, fine. You don't need three. Frippin'.
We've played three multiple times.
Yeah, but, you know, in this situation right now, you don't need three. So every position is important. Like, what are we keeping Rippin' for? He's not the future.
Yet there he was starting for the Broncos last year.
Goodness.
In prime time.
Wow.
Won a game.
Because it's the Broncos. I mean, we had Kendall Hinton starting the game, Zach. I mean, yeah. Right? At that point, you can just go pick someone off the street. Go find Blake Bortles or whoever to come play quarterback for you. You're screwed. Okay? So we'll see if Rippon clears through waivers. Then they'll probably put him on the practice squad.
Right.
I don't expect anybody, you know, there's not going to be multiple teams trying to, you know, bid for Brett Rippon, I don't think. Do you?
No, I do not. Running back. Melvin, go, and by the way, we're going to go to the podium when Vic Fangio and George Payton step
oh, that's right.
to that microphone. So really looking forward to that as we eavesdrop live. Running backs, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams, Mike Boone, Royce Freeman. Expected, right?
Yeah, you know, Freeman was the one that we weren't sure of. But you could tell that Pat Shermer really likes Royce Freeman, likes his versatility. Royce Freeman must be a guy that knows his protections well. He's a good third down back. And then he came in and did well.
Yeah, he did.
In the absence of Mike Boone, was really good in the passing game. So, yes, at that point, you know, he earned himself a job. So that's good to see that Royce is made the 53.
Here are your wide receivers. They're keeping five. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler, Deontay Spencer.
Yeah, you know, you're really keeping four.
Right.
Which makes me nervous. Now, I guarantee you they're hoping that Seth Williams or Tyree Cleveland gets on the practice squad. They know the offense, and they can move that guy back and forth from practice squad to active roster if needed. But it makes me nervous. I mean, Deontay Spencer is not really a wide receiver. He's a return guy, so right. You really just have four guys. And I'm still nervous about Cortland Sutton, to be honest with you. You know, if we're being honest here.
Is some of those concerns alleviated with how yes. he planted on that left foot?
Well, just how he ran, not really planted. I mean, he's planted, but certainly, yeah, that break and that cut and how he ran, he moved better than what we saw a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Right? Feels like he's moving better, but I'm not completely, you know, it didn't just make me forget about it. I need to see him be able to do that for four quarters.
Sure.
Right? I mean, he was limited most of training camp. I mean, can he play 50, 60 snaps right now? I have a hard time believing that first game he's playing 50-plus snaps. What do you think?
I think they're going to try. I think he's done nothing but progress. You're right. From what we saw even 2-3 weeks ago, he looked like a different dude on Saturday. Two more weeks from now, and who knows how much of a callus, more of a callus you can build up without games between now and then. But I think they're going to try.
Yeah. You think he's starting opposite Jeudy?
I do.
Every down wide receiver?
I do. I do. Well, I still have some level of concern.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
I mean, what do you mean?
I'm forecasting. I'm forecasting. You're asking me to forecast? I'm forecasting. But that doesn't mean it becomes just some right or wrong black-white issue. Like, I still think there's an element of apprehension there. Take a time out here. We're going to go live for the podium. Broncos general manager George Payton.
Entire building, you know, anyone who touches these players, you know, they're just not players to us. You know, for the scouts, we've been in their colleges, we've gotten to know their families. For everyone in the building, we get to know the day to day, and so it's a tough day. You know, it's a tough day. Like I said, for me personally, and I can't thank these players enough for all the work they put in to help make us better. They came every day, high character group, and a talented group. And we're hoping to get a lot of these players back, you know, on our practice squad and even some on our active roster. And for the ones we don't get back, you know, we just want to thank them for everything that, you know, they showed up to work every day. They brought it. They made it tough on us. We had a lot of tough decisions. And so I can't thank, you know, all these players enough. And you don't know when you sit across from a player and tell them you're releasing them what that feels like. And so it hits me hard every year, and it hit me hard today. So with that said, you know, we're always looking. You know, tonight we're going to get the cuts. We do like our 53-man roster. We're really high on our roster. But, you know, we'll sit tonight. We're picking nine, you know, in the waiver claims. We're number nine, so we think we can help us like we'll always do throughout the season. But so we'll be up most of the night going through all the waiver claims, the trades, all the scenarios. It's quite busy out there. So we'll have a pulse on the league and everything that's going on. But I do like this football team. Thought we had a really nice preseason, nice training camp led by Vic and the coaches. And so I like the trek we're on. We're excited for the regular season. I thought it was really important to win games in the preseason. You know, winning's contagious. These guys, they want to win. They like to win. I think they're feeling it. And obviously, we'll see when we get the regular season and full speed ahead. You know, we had the Giants week one, a really talented team. I also want to touch on, you know, we made a few trades last night. And, you know, we traded for a linebacker from San Francisco, Jonas Griffin, second-year kid at Indiana State. And what really stuck out from him watching the preseason tape is his special teams play. This kid's 6'3", he can run, he can fly. He's really going to help our special teams, and I think we need help on special teams. You know, from last year and even in training camp, probably not good enough. So this guy's going to add. He's going to help us, and we're excited to get him. We also traded Trinity Benson. He was a success story. And a lot of credit goes to Zach Azani, who developed this kid. You know, he got him out of East Central, I believe, and came from nowhere. And from him to develop into a pro receiver, we had a lot of teams calling on him. You know, I think it's a great story, and the credit goes to Trinity, another great person. He was down the depth chart here because we are talented there. And so, you know, it was a credit to him that teams were calling, and we just thought it was a win-win for us to get value, a win for Trinity, and really a win for the Detroit Lions. So excited for him. He's a great person, and he's going to do well in Detroit. And with that said, I'll take your guys' questions. We will. We're going to have Boone and Ojemudia. Yep.
Will that open up likely Fleming and Steven as candidates for returns as their best?
They'll return, definitely.
How close was that on Boone? Was he close to being able to come back within those first 3 weeks?
You know, I don't want to get into the medical, but the best decision was for him to be short-term, you know, to get him back, get him ready. You know, we want him 100% when he's back.
With Jonas, you see him being a coverage guy on special teams, just all units?
Yeah, he plays all four. He's a core, you know, guy, and he gives us more depth at linebacker. You know, we got some really good athletes back there, and he'll just add. You know, we're trying to get faster, trying to get more athletic, and he'll add to that. And I think we have a lot of depth, you know, and I think that a lot of positions on defense. So that'll just help us.
You said you were getting a lot of interest around the league in the cornerback room.
Yep.
Were you close to making any deals there?
You know, we've gotten a lot of calls, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. We really like this group. We'd like to keep the group, but we are getting a lot of calls.
How much of the confidence in the wide receiver depth going to trading Trinity?
Oh, a lot of confidence. You know, we have four that are really good. We have a really good returner, and then we got some young guys, you know, in the hopper. So, you know, Zach Azani does a great job with these guys, developing them, as you can see. And so we have a lot of confidence in some of those young receivers.
George, you were very complimentary of your analytics team during the draft and the work that they put in. So a two-part question on that. One, how much of a role did that group have in helping shape this initial 53-man roster? And secondly, how much do you want that group kind of in concert with them to be a part of game management, whether it's preparation?
Yeah, they're involved with everything to a certain extent, you know, and I just was down there today, was down there yesterday asking about certain guys getting cut and some of our guys and stacking our guys against other guys. So they're a daily resource for me, and I know Vic will lean on them as well, you know, once we get into the season.
Young guys, Andre Mintz, what did you like about him as an undrafted guy? And then Jamar Johnson, after coming back off the COVID list, what did you see?
Yeah, Mintz, you know, the game wasn't too big for him. The first day he showed up. He can set the edge in the run game. He's gotten better as a pass rusher. And the thing that really stuck out, he missed week two, you know, because he had, you know, he was injured. And then when he played special teams, you know, a big guy like that can run down on special teams. He can't have enough of those guys.
You've released a few rookies. How would you maybe evaluate just the rookie class in general so far?
Really high in the rookie class. Great kids, talented. I'm not sure how many picks we kept. You know, we're going to keep the best players whether we draft them or not. And, you know, I think it's a mature class. You know, the game's not too big for them. I think, you know, just off the top of my head, we'll get six, maybe seven guys contribute early. And so I think it's a great class.
With the release of Austin Schlotman or waving him, is that a vote of confidence in Quinn Meinerz to be the backup center and what he can do there?
You know, it just came down to numbers with him. We're confident in Quinn no matter if we were going to keep Schlotman or not. We like Schlotman. It just came down to numbers at other positions. You know, we have a lot of depth at some positions, and it's a puzzle. And you factor in special teams. You know, you just factor in, you know, development of some youth players that maybe aren't quite ready. But really, special teams, you're going to see, you know, on this roster is going to be a big importance.
About that puzzle, George, you know, letting Wade and Brett Griffin and keeping the two quarterbacks.
Yes. Again, yeah, you know, it's a tough decision. You know, when you weigh that, you know, you're deep at other positions, and how are we going to help our special teams? You know, how is our fifth linebacker, is he good enough to play special teams right now? So you just kind of weigh your whole roster. It's a big puzzle at the end of the day. You want to take care of your offense. You want to take care of your defense. But special teams, you know, you really have to take care of them.
Jamar Johnson's last late in the preseason. Benson was superb at times. Explain kind of the city you both done making progress.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He got better. You know, he started slow. He was on COVID, and that hurt him. I think he missed, you know, 12 days or so, and he was raw, and he's really talented. But once he got in the games, you could kind of see the athletic ability, especially in the deep part of the field. He got better on special teams, still needs to improve. You know, he needs to tackle better. He needs to do some things better, but he knows that. But he has a high ceiling, definite high ceiling. And the other, Vincent needs to improve on teams, but he can really cover. He's a really talented cover corner.
You talk about your secondary is going to have, going in, you had the highest payroll for secondary. I'm sure that's still going to be the case after all the cuts. Just about prioritizing the secondary.
Yeah. Mike, you just look at the division we play in, right, in Kansas City and Oakland, or I'm sorry, Vegas and the Chargers. I mean, you need corners. You need safeties. It's a cover. It's a pressure and cover league, and I just don't think you can have enough. And I like our group, and it's going to help the front better. When you can cover longer, it helps Vaughn, it helps Chubb, it helps all those guys. And so there was a thought process into that. And, I think it's, you know, with Vic's defense, getting those guys that can cover, we're only going to be that much better. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you guys watch practice. I mean, the Jonathan Cooper kid, he flies all over. I mean, he's really easy to evaluate at practice, and you watch the games, he's all over the field. And 110 miles per hour and everything he does, and he's just a playmaker. And so we're very fortunate to have him. He's going to help us on special teams, and he'll help us on defense. Browning, you know, he got hurt in that first minicamp practice, I believe, rookie minicamp, so he was a little behind the eight ball. And we finally got him going the second and third preseason game, and you can just see him coming on. You know, he's a big athlete. He can run. You know, he's smart. He's got a lot of things you like. And is he quite ready? Probably not, but he's really coming.
All right, that was Broncos general manager George Payton. If he says anything else of true relevance, we'll pass that along to you. But we are expecting to hear from the head coach, Vic Fangio, reacting to the 53-man roster being set officially today. We'll hear from the head coach next.
Here we go. Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
That's right. We go right back to Dove Valley, where the head coach, Vic Fangio, is speaking to the media.
So we didn't see him again until about 2 weeks ago. And his progress has been real good, you know, both physically and mentally. And I have high hopes for the player.
And Jamar, after he came back off COVID.
Yeah, he was behind. You know, the COVID affects everybody a little bit differently. He still has a long ways to go, but he's progressing.
George Harris, what is one of the surprises? What's he done this camp this season?
Yeah, Jonathan's a hard worker, real tough, real coachable. He's going to do things the way you tell him to do it. And he just loves playing football, and he's kind of just a really tough defensive lineman that's good at grinding it out in there. Yeah, we're very, very hopeful. It'll be a 48 come game day. And we're hopeful that Jonas can come in here, pick things up quickly in the special teams area, and be a contributor in all four phases. Both. You know, we play all four of those guys on defense, primarily Vaughn and Bradley. But the way the game's being played, those guys need to be spelled every now and then. And we feel confident to throw them in there at any time.
Roger Mace was a guy that, I remember you said back at rookie minicamp, you guys were lucky to get him undrafted as a free agent. What do you like about him as him making this roster?
He plays tough and physical. He's good versus the run. He's got a little nasty to him. I think he likes playing the game. I think he likes the hitting part of the game. And he's smart. He picks things up quickly.
Sean and Don.
How was the process working with George and his staff? And was it, I guess, how's it different from John?
It was great. It was great with John, and it's great with George. You know, anything I want to say or express, it's easy to do so. And likewise.
Schlappengon has got a confidence in Quinn Miners to be the backup center, or what do you like?
Yeah, we have Quinn there able to play center. We also can move Glasgow there. He's played center in his career. So we feel like we got three centers.
If Deshaun Williams had set up the Seattle game, there would, you know, be an emotional moment for him in 53 after so many times being in his career. You know, obviously, we get so caught up in the day-to-day. What do you just sort of think of that?
Yeah, you guys know all the good numbers that you can juice up your article with. You know, how many days he was out of football and how many times he's been cut and all that. He was a guy we brought back last year. He hadn't played in a long time and took advantage of the situation. And he's made it very hard for us to not keep him. And it's a great story. I know he appreciates each and every day that he's here. He tells me that. And we love having him on the team. I think we did good. I think we had tried to address everything aggressively, but judiciously and not recklessly. And I think we made a good dent in all of our needs.
In that regard, how much was cornerback a priority? And how do you feel about that now?
Well, we've got three new ones here. So, I mean, it was obviously addressed. And we like all three. So, feel much, much better. Those cameras.
Which is Darby, obviously Darby or Fuller, but would you tell him to hold tight and never have any corners for him?
He went through the same thing we went through last year at Minnesota. So we both have our scars from that. So, you know, we've had those discussions, but he's easy to talk to in regards to that.
Coach, is there a couple cases where maybe some veteran guys who have been around outplayed the kids in camp and preseason, but because of the waiver process, you wanted to keep the kids over the vets, and the guy, the practice squad allows you to still use the other guys?
Like what? Give me a for instance.
All right. Barrington Wade, a linebacker, Nate Harrison, a cornerback, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, we hope to get Barrington possibly on our practice squad. And Nate, we think, still can play a role for this football team moving forward. But really, I think we're going to try and pick the best 53. And none of the guys you're alluding to have a gross disparity in finances. And we have a lot of cap room, so we can do just about anything we want.
Nick, how does this week change with no game to get ready for, and just 3 extra days to focus on the Giants?
Yeah, I don't think it changes much. In all my years, this last week, which would have been a fourth preseason game, I've always used the practices to prepare for the opener, and we really never did much prep work for the fourth game. So I don't see it as a big difference.
Said that Boone would go to short-term IR. Do you think week four is realistic for him, and how much of a luxury is having Royce there behind?
Yeah, I think it's realistic that he'll be ready then. And you guys know Royce. He's dependable, knows everything we do here, and he's obviously a good guy to still have on the team.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, that was Vic Fangio live at Dove Valley. And on the heels of George and him speaking, did you glean anything in particular?
And, you know, realizing that it's an emotional day for those guys, and they put a lot into it, and it's not easy for him to make these decisions. And but I thought that was, you know, I thought that was nice of him to thank the guys to start with there. You know, he addressed special teams, talked about the trade for the 49ers linebacker, forgetting the guy's name at the top of my head that they just traded for. And he did say that, you know, they need special teams help. Special teams has got to be better. It hadn't been good enough around here the last few years. So they're trying to make that a priority. You're hearing Vic talk there and, you know, talking about the cornerback position. how much depth they have there. Like, will they trade somebody? Will they not trade somebody? And what was really interesting there, and I haven't thought about, but like Minnesota, like Vic just said, was hit hard
yes.
with injuries in the secondary last yes. year. It really impacted them. And so were the Broncos. And Vic mentioned it with George Payton being a part of Minnesota, how, hey, he's scarred from that also, just mm-hmm. like I am,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, you talk about trading one of these guys, and that might make it less likely that you deal one of these guys right now because, you know, of what happened last year.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. A trade seems very unlikely on the heels of those comments.
Yes,
so,
agree.
All right. We're going to have so much to react to tomorrow, looking at this roster, reacting to this audio. Here we go, man.
Like, let's go. It is game time, baby. Let's go.
Hey, you know what tomorrow is?
Game time. No.
September 1st.
Oh, wow.
We are turning the page into September, and tomorrow will be just 11 days away from the Broncos' first game.
We're about to get real games, real action. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. September 1st. Here we come.
Here we come. All right. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
You too, buddy.
Shout out Richie behind the glass. We step aside for the drive coming up.
Schlereth and Evans. Is Cam Newton so done?
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.